think we need some parking lot rules.
We do?
Yes, we do. Rule number one. No matter how crowded the parking lot is, if somebody comes out of the store with a bag, you're not allowed to cruise up behind them and follow them all over the parking lot at 2 miles an hour like Jaws stalking his lunch. Rule number two, when she gets to her car, you're not allowed to stop your car behind her, causing a traffic jam and honking your horn because you don't think that she's moving quite fast enough. Maybe she has something to do in the car. I say that that's your parking space until you leave. And I don't care if you're not doing anything but sitting in that front seat picking your nose.
Don't you hate it when people do that at stoplights like you can't see them?
Mary Jo, this is just a wild guess, but did something like that just happen to you at the mall?
We just need rules, that's all.
You know you could do that. You could make up rules. Only you'd have to call them the Ten Commandments of parking lots, and everyone would start with thou shalt not. And then you could send it to Dear Abby, and maybe she'd print it. And we could all clip it out and carry it around in our wallets till it just fell apart. And then I could write in, and I could say, Dear Abby, my copy of the Ten Commandments for Parkers is just old and torn up, and I and many of your readers would love it if you'd reprint it. And then it'd become part of our national heritage, and you would have done it.
I don't think that I'm ready for that kind of fame, Charlene. Thank you. Has Anthony come in yet?
Don't you remember? He went downtown this morning for the reading of Mrs. Carver Whitehead's will.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What's she want Anthony there for anyway?
We don't know, Suzanne. Her lawyers just said she picked him to represent our firm.
You know, it's kind of spooky, isn't it? I mean, we've had a client die in the middle of a job before, but this is before we even started. I mean, we're going to be decorating a house for a woman who's passed on. Sort of like interior decorating from beyond the grave.
We won't be working for her, Charlene. We'll be working for her heir, whoever that turns out to be. Probably some distant relative. She lived in that big old house all alone with her cat.
Why do old ladies always have cats? They are the most useless animals. I mean, they never do anything. You know, they sit around acting picky and superior, taking naps, grooming themselves, and occasionally taking time out to choke on a hairball. What's everybody looking at?
As I was saying before Suzanne had the hairball, I think Mrs. Whitehead was a very lonely person. When she came in here, Anthony was real sweet to her, and she took an instant liking to him.
Yeah, well, Anthony can probably relate to somebody locked up in a big house for 20 years.
Gee, are you sure we should have committed to this project? I mean, we hadn't even seen the inside of the house.
Mary Jo, Mrs. Whitehead already paid us. It was her last wish. Now, none of us may have known her very well, but last wishes are to be respected. So no matter who she wills everything to, Sugar Bakers will complete the job to their satisfaction. Even though it's probably going to be some horrible, over-made-up great-niece who already has plenty of money and who never bothered to visit the poor woman when she was alive, but now that she's dead, we'll be only too happy to blow into town and start spending the money that it took this poor lady all her life to save.
Julia!
I'm sorry, but too many times I've seen ungrateful young people grabbing up the remains of their elderly relatives' estates, and it's a horrible spectacle. Remember when Uncle Bose died?
Oh, yes. Oh, all the cousins had a big fight that went on for about 3 years over this antique sideboard he owned. I mean, you cannot imagine the scratching and clawing and greedy behavior, and whoever sunk the lowest was going to get it.
Boy, that must have been some sideboard.
It was. Well, you've seen it, Charlie. It's in my front hallway.
Oh, yeah. It's nice.
Thank you.
You know what? Y'all, I just thought of something. What if Mrs. Whitehead leaves everything to Anthony? Wouldn't that be great?
Gee, then we might be working for Anthony. That would be pretty ironic.
That'd be pretty crazy. And I, for one, would not do it.
Afternoon, ladies.
How'd the reading of the will go?
Well, as it turns out, Mrs. Carver Whitehead had more money than anyone expected. A lot more. A whole lot more. Her heir's gonna be very well fixed to the tune of a couple $1 million.
Who is it? Where's our new boss?
He's right here.
Oh, my soul, she was crazy.
Ladies, I'd like to introduce you to your new employer, Mr. Bailey. Come on out there, buddy. Yeah.
Oh, your cat?
Uh-huh.
We're going to be working for a cat?
It looks that way.
Oh, well, thank goodness.
We have worked for some odd people in our time. We have worked for ex-cons, ex-hookers, and ex-husbands. We have worked for little people, crazy people, old people. We've even worked for naked people. But they always had one thing in common. They always were people.
Now, Julia, you said it was what Mrs. Whitehead wanted. It was her last request. Mr. Bailey has the money. I don't think we should discriminate.
We don't. Sugar Bakers makes it a policy never to discriminate against customers, be they black, white, red, yellow, or tan. But we do discriminate, be they tabby.
I can't believe I'm sitting here looking at wallpaper samples with a cat. I mean, I know that in the contract it says that a client gets a consultation, but I still can't believe it. I also can't believe that this cat is worth more than I will make my entire life. But I'll tell you what's the most incredible thing.
What's that?
He's got great taste. Really, the pages that he's interested in are the ones that I would pick.
You know, I had a dream last night about $1 million cat mansion. It had a mink scratch and post, and emerald flea collars, and Perrier in the cat dish, and a little bidet next to a litter box. You know, if you want to use any of those ideas, Julie, you can.
Thank you, Charlene, but I don't think so. No way am I showing swatches to a furry client with four licks.
Oh, now, Julie, you shouldn't feel silly about that. A lot of people set big store by their pets. There was a lady in Poplar Bluff who owned a little dog called Sippy the Fourth. And every day, she'd dress him up in dog clothes and have a little tea party on her front porch. And she'd bake fresh pies and cakes and cookies all for Sippy the Fourth, and he'd eat them all up. And then she'd put him in a little baby carriage and wheel him through town.
Boy, what a life.
I don't know. I mean, usually he'd escape and come over to our front yard and throw up. He was always just throwing up, throwing up, throwing up. I mean, you can put a dog in a designer outfit, but if he's throwing up, it kind of spoils the effect.
Doesn't sound like a healthy dog.
Well, no kidding. Why do you think he was Sippy the Fourth?
You know, we need to go over there and take a look at Ms. Whitehead's house. Is Suzanne coming?
I don't think so. Told her Mr. Bailey was going to be here today. She'll probably just stay home. She hates cats.
Hello there, you sweet thing. Looky here, honey, at all the lovely cat toys Auntie Suzanne brought for you. Look, he loves it.
I thought you hated cats.
I like this one, okay? You know, I have a little pig at home. You're just going to love her. Mr. Bailey, you snagged Auntie Suzanne's new silk blouse. Well, we just had to buy a new one. You can certainly afford it, can't you?
Hello, Sugar Bakers. Yes, he is. May I ask who's calling? Just a minute, please. This is too much. Now he's getting calls here.
Who is it?
Mrs. Whitehead's lawyers asking, is Mr. Bailey in? Anthony, do they know Mr. Bailey's a cat?
I didn't say a word. Julia, if you don't like working for a cat, just think about a bunch of lawyers doing it. No, indeed. I did not think it would be very good for Mr. Bailey's health. Someone might just decide that it'd be easier all the way around if the heir to the fortune ate a bad piece of tuna, if you get my drift. I just said that he's going to be staying with us.
Hello. He can't talk right now. He's just sitting down to dinner. Oh, may I ask what this is regarding? Oh, I see. You know he's a cat. Well, it does complicate things, but it was Mrs. Whitehead's last wish. As her lawyer, I would think you'd be trying to uphold her will, not break it. Clearly insane. No, I don't believe Mrs. Whitehead was clearly insane. And you are mistaken, Mr. Alder. If you think we're going to allow your offices to defame a dead woman, put the cat she loved in a pound, suck all the money you can out of her estate, and give the rest to the state of Georgia just to make your life easier. And I'll tell you another thing, Mr. Alder. I think it's stupid to give that money to a cat. But the only thing stupider would be to give it to lawyers like you. Who am I? I tell you who I am, Mr. Alder. I am Mr. Bailey's decorator.
Nerve of that lawyer. How dare he?
Yes, Julia, we know. You
You've certainly come around on this issue, Julia.
Mary Jo, this is no longer about giving a cat money. This is about the right to live your life the way you choose and not have your money stolen after you're dead.
Oh, I've got it.
Now, I'll tell you something else. Not only are we going to decorate Miss Whitehead's house here, we're going to stand up for this cat in court. We're going to say, no, Your Honor, Miss Whitehead is not crazy. This cat's going to need a good lawyer. I'll admit this is a little eccentric.
A little eccentric? License plates on the wall, teddy bears on the mantelpiece, a china cabinet with fishing lures on display. Looks like TGI Fridays.
Julia, this dude is upside down.
Thank you. I still think there may be a very good reason for all this.
There is. A very good reason. She was crazy. What is it about us that draws these people to us? I mean, you know, this is not the first time that we've been designers of choice for somebody whose brains have gone around the bend. Remember Mr. Tyson? Wanted us to wallpaper his living room in aluminum foil? Make a halter top for a fire hydrant?
You all are very quick to judge.
Did y'all see what's in the basement? 300 cases of cat food and a cat dish the size of a hot tub.
Can we judge now, Julia?
You may not. I was sure it's easy to go into somebody's house when they're not there and look around and things seem strange, but what if any one of us died tonight and a bunch of people came in and looked around our house to size us up? What might they find?
A jigsaw puzzle in the bathroom. Well, it's the only room that has enough light to do them.
Oh, gee. I got a hockey mask in my underwear drawer.
You too?
I only have it there because I took it away from Quint last week because he wouldn't do his homework. But I guess that would look pretty strange if somebody found it there and I wasn't there to explain.
Dirty dishes in my refrigerator and women's high-heel shoes left by my last date in my bathtub. That wouldn't look weird, would it?
Yes.
In that case, maybe I better go into the kitchen and see if I can find a hockey puck in the sugar bowl.
Julie, you're the one who kept saying that this Mrs. Whitehead must have been a little cracked.
I know I did, Suzanne, and I'm sorry for it. Although I still think it's idiotic to make a millionaire out of a cat, it's a free country. You're allowed to do idiotic things with your money if you so choose.
Oh, yes, the American way.
So are we going to decorate the house for the cat?
I suppose. Mary Jo, any ideas?
Well, I see a giant ball of yarn. I'm new at this.
Man, you talk about weird.
Oh, no, there's something goofy in the kitchen, too.
No, not goofy, just weird. There's fresh groceries in the pantry and fresh cream for the cat. Now, they couldn't have been there more than a day. Where'd they come from?
Well, some kind of grocery delivery, maybe.
No way. I talked to Mrs. Whitehead when she came to Sugar Baker's. She said she never let anyone in the house or place have been locked up tight for 7 years. That's what she told me.
What else did she say?
Nothing, just that she would always take care of her cat, even after she died. Maybe that's what she's doing.
Thank you very much. You've been very helpful. Bye.
What'd you find out?
I just talked to Kirby Riffle in Reese's office. He says the intent of the deceased cannot be abrogated unless the deceased is proven non-compos mentis.
Julia, what in the Sam Hill are you talking about?
If Mrs. Whitehead wasn't crazy, her cat gets the money. But the argument is, if she gave her money to a cat, she must be crazy. Therefore, the will is invalid. It's catch-22. Mr. Bailey loses.
Well, all we have to do is think up a good reason to give a cat $2 million.
Oh, is that all? Well, shoot, we can do that for lunch. You know what's weird? Now, since we know this cat is rich, isn't he a lot more attractive? I mean, I know the cat's a millionaire, so I sort of respect his opinion, you know? That makes me cheap. Like when he scaled those curtains a while back. Now, any other cat, I would have just slapped down. But I didn't do that to him. I felt that he might sue me.
Well, he is a customer. I mean, you don't slap down customers when they touch things. Of course, Julia did do that once.
Let's face it, we all been kissing up to this cat because he's rich.
Not me.
Oh, come on, Suzanne. You've been sucking up so much to this cat, you really are going to get a hairball. I mean, I like the cat.
cat, I do. I was thinking about taking him home for the kids. I'm just not so sure that I really like him for himself, or if I like him for that big wad of catnip he's sitting on.
Oh, well, then I'll take him. He likes me. He's always coming up to me.
Suzanne, we saw you putting that tuna juice behind your ears.
This reminds me of that old joke about the old maid and the cat.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh, you know, the old maid lives in a house with an old cat, and the genie gives her three wishes. First wish, she says, I like a big, beautiful house. Boom, she's got a big, beautiful house. Second wish, she says, oh, I like to be young and gorgeous. Boom, she's young and gorgeous. Third wish, she asks the genie, she says, I'd like you to make my old beloved cat a young, handsome man. Boom, young, handsome man. Oh, she's so happy. She looks at the man and she says, oh, I have everything I want now. Why don't you take me upstairs and make mad, passionate love to me? And he looks at her and he says, you should have thought about that before you had me fixed.
I don't know why I'm getting so involved in all this. I only spoke to Mrs. Whitehead a few times. My life, I hardly knew her at all when she died. It's something about being in her house. I kind of feel like I'm getting to know her. Kind of feel like I'm making friends with her now.
Good timing, Julia. Woman didn't have a friend for 20 years, and you buddy up to her now she's dead.
Help thinking that as crazy as she may appear to have been, she wasn't really crazy. Kirby says a character witness would be very helpful to her case. If we just knew one person who knew her very well, it seems that she stayed locked up in that house all the time. She'll always be a mystery to us.
Well, there's no way we can help Mr. Bailey?
Well, there's one thing Kirby says we can do. We can go to court and suggest a guardian.
Oh, can I ask a purely hypothetical question as a cat lover?
No, Suzanne, the guardian would not have access to the cat's money.
Hey, look what I found.
Oh, what is it?
Some of Miss Whitehead's papers.
Well, I don't think we should be reading her personal papers.
Well, I didn't mean to. I was moving her desk, and this was where it's behind. It's a handwritten copy of her will.
What's it say?
A lot of stuff that's not in the lawyer's copy, but mostly directions to Mr. Bailey on how to spend his money.
People give you a little money, they think they own you.
And look at this. Mrs. Whitehead made provisions for Mr. Bailey to have a guardian.
Oh, really? That'll make things easier. Who'd she appoint?
It says here Mr. Bailey gets to choose.
Well, we're right back where we started.
Well, not necessarily.
Come here, Mr. Bailey. Come over here. Put you down. Now. Wait, get here. Now. Choose, Mr. Bailey.
Oh, I have to take myself out of the running. I just love him, but they don't let me have pets in my building.
Charlene, with that cat, you could buy your building.
Suzanne, be quiet. Give Mr. Bailey a chance to choose.
Suzanne. Well, well there, Mr. Bailey. Well, how you doing, Bailey boy, huh?
He chose a delivery boy. Does that count?
Who are all of you?
We're Mrs. Whitehead's decorators.
Oh, Evelyn's decorating, is she? Well, you'll excuse me. I'll just put that food away.
Excuse me, Mr.
Hale, Joe Hale.
Mr. Hale, I hate to have to tell you this, but Mrs. Whitehead has passed away.
Oh. Well, I knew it was coming. God bless her. She was a very interesting woman.
Do you make deliveries to this house?
No, I'm not a regular delivery boy. No, I own a pharmacy around the corner. I've just been bringing Evelyn a few things that she needed from time to time.
So you're the one who's been taking care of her and Mr. Bailey?
Oh, it's no trouble. Besides, I like to come here and sneak a peek at her collections. Like that license plate, Alaska, 1921. That's worth about $10,000.
$10,000 for something off an Eskimo's pickup truck?
Yes, and those teddy bears. Well, those are Stifes. They're very rare.
Oh, we didn't know they were Stifes. We thought they were just toys.
Oh, but the prize of her collection's right over here in this cabinet. Yes, indeed. These fishing lures. Now, you take a look at that one on the right. That's a Haskell's minnow. One just sold at auction recently, brought $22,000.
Would you be willing to stand up in court and testify that having all these things in your house is perfectly normal?
No way. I don't know, you gotta be a lot sharper than normal to put a collection like this together. And she was one sharp lady, right to the very end.
Mr. Hale, can you tell us where that picture's hung upside down?
Oh, yes, I did that for Evelyn a few years ago. She wasn't well, you know, and she used to spend a lot of time lying down on that couch. And she said that if that picture was upside down, that she could see her late husband much better from her position. Does that make sense?
Well, I think it's a very wonderful and logical explanation. Mr. Hale, we're very concerned that Mrs. Whitehead's last wishes be carried out. Maybe you could help us.
Well, I'll try. What was her last wish?
It's a little unusual.
Oh, it's very unusual.
She wants to leave all her money to a cat.
To Mr. Bailey? Well, that makes sense to me. He earned it.
He did?
Yes.
I suppose he did odd jobs around the neighborhood.
Don't you recognize this cat? This cat is a celebrity. Mr. Bailey played Fluffy, the Kitty Yum Yum's cat. Oh, you may not remember that, but he was a star, weren't you, baby?
Did he used to do the samba around a big cat dish?
I remember that from downstairs. That don't make sense. Yeah.
Mr. Hale, the state is challenging Mrs. Whitehead's will. They need a character witness to testify that she wasn't senile.
Well, I'd be glad to do it.
Oh, there's just one more thing. Until the court makes its decision, would you be willing to keep Mr. Bailey?
Well, I already have a couple cats, but Mr. Bailey, it would be an honor. Come on, Bailey boy. Kitty, yum, 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 kitty, yum, 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 yum.